Well, Shalom, this is Billy Brim saying good morning. And I just grow ever so much fonder every time of your voices and hearing you and how much unity we're in. You know, now we can, with our new system, we can tell electronically, after I go to prayer today, they will tell me how many were on the call and how many states we had. But I just can't wait. I like to hear your voices, and someone of you sent me a form that I can just take my yellow pen and put off when each state comes on. But when I signed on at 10 minutes till 8, 10 minutes before the hour, wherever you are, there were 43 people already on the line. Isn't that amazing? Last week we had, I think it was around 700 and something. I don't remember how many, 50 or something. We had three other countries and fellow prayers. We had 48 states. 48 states out of 50? I would call that representative. And our prayers going together with our friend from Belgium and our friends from Canada, and then we had also from England. And we're just so thankful, to God. Last week, I don't remember who we missed except for Hawaii. And today we want to lift up Hawaii in prayer because some wicked weather is in the area. Hurricane Lane, which is headed toward Hawaii, strengthened on Tuesday to a Category 5 storm. The National Weather Service has announced that it's hurricane, of course. But it's the closest to Hawaii a storm of that size ever seen. Only three hurricanes have hit Hawaii, and it will weaken. But I was told in my reading and research this morning, it may or may not make landfall, but whether or not it does, they're expecting devastating rainfall. And so people, I don't have anyone, I don't think, on Hawaii on the call this week and didn't have last week. We often do. We often have them getting up so early. But before we leave prayer today, we're going to lift up Hawaii, and we're going to join them throughout the day in speaking to that system to just die unborn somewhere in the ocean. Are over the ocean. But we have to pray, first of all, according to the scriptures. Before we pray for Hawaii, before we pray for that situation, we're going to lift up the President of the United States, Donald John Trump. There are forces to take him down. And if you remember Max, my Muslim friend, the Lord said to him, when he appeared to him on September 16, before the elections, that Donald Trump was going to be president and that he was close to him, that he had been preparing him for three reasons: to bless America, to bless Israel, and to bless Jerusalem. He specifically mentioned Jerusalem. And of course, now we know that the embassy was moved. But these three things are why he's president. Two of the three are Israel and Jerusalem. So the forces that are designed to take him down, I know there are physical plots, and we're going to come against those to take his life even. I know there are. And there are political plots. And some of the political plots right now include those who have worked around him and other things that have happened in his past. Some of these things came out before he was elected. And Michael Pence, thank God for that godly man, that Christian man. Now, this is what I heard. This is what I heard by the grapevine. So, you know, don't take it to the bank. But even I heard that there was some wavering on the part of Michael Pence when some of President Trump's past sins came to light. And I heard that President Trump said to him, "But doesn't the Bible teach forgiveness?" And that was before he said he had, you know, been born again, born from above. Doesn't the Bible teach forgiveness? Can't I be forgiven as other Christians are? And I heard that that's when Vice President Trump came with him. We know that when we're born again, we're brand new creatures. Old things are passed away, and all things are become new. I was doing a book for Lester Sumrall one time, and he said, God forgives and washes away sins, but men don't. So they don't know about forgiveness. They don't know about the forgiveness King David knew. King David, who made mistakes, terrible mistakes, but who gave us in the Psalms the recipe for repentance. And there's no power like repentance. It says in Job 33 that a man can be going to the very edge of a pit, and God can deal with him in a dream. And if that man turns around, he's forgiven. So these things in the past are trying to come up. Other things are trying to come up. But let's pray right now for the president that the forgiveness of the past that God has can Ishtar Morada be powerful in this present. Heavenly Father, in the name above all names, we do believe that you chose this man for your own reasons, perhaps his grit, perhaps his very strength in seeing something through to the end, in deal making. Whatever, Lord, I know that I know that I know that it is written, when one confesses their sins, you are faithful and just to forgive their sins and to cleanse them of all unrighteousness. Those who are cleansed, Heavenly Father, you said, it is written in the book of Ephesians, give no place to the devil. When sins are washed away, there is no place for the devil. And so, Father, in the name above all names, we plead the precious blood of Jesus over President Donald John Trump, that the enemy would find no niche, no toehold in the name above all names to bring him down. We lift him up, Father. We lift him up to your protection. We lift up his family, his wife, his children, grandchildren, all of his family. We know family so dear. Everyone on this phone call today, you, their family is dear to them, Lord. Maybe some are dysfunctional. Maybe some have erred tremendously. But, dear God, there's something there that people want their loved ones forgiven and born from above and have a home, an eternal service to you. Oh, Lord God, we know that this life is short. We know that a man's term is short in a presidential office. But, Holy Father, in the name of Jesus, decisions they make, things that they are able to enact, affect us for so long, Lord, in our short-sighted time we have here. And so we pray for this presidency. We lift it up, Holy Father, that I know it moves with you. I know it moves with you concerning Israel, and it will move with you. I pray that. We pray that. Oh, God, in the name above all names, help this United States of America and Canada, our dear Canadians, on the line with us. Help us, dear Father, to stay in the blessing of Genesis 12. Those who bless Israel, you will bless. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, how we do thank you for the blessings that we have enjoyed because of this scripture, and how we do repent of any cursings we have known because of this scripture. Oh, Lord, we do thank you in the name above all names and praise you and give you glory. And we're so glad you gave us that word, Lord, that we can lift up those in authority. I'm thinking right here in the Branson area, our spirit-filled mayor. I know that the governor of Oklahoma, Lord, is a Christian and even, I think, spirit-filled. Lord God, here we are from all these states. I expect to go down today and find out, dear Father, that there were. And one of the callers identified themselves as being from Goshen, Lord. The land of Goshen, the place, Father, that you prepared for Israel, where they would know your blessings in the midst of cursing Egypt. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for our cities, our municipalities, our places of operation, dear God, that they would be like the land of Goshen and that the believers in those areas would take their authority, sit in their seats every morning, dear Father, these that are on the phone here, praying, and may they, even after we hang down this phone, take authority over the area where they are in the name above all names. In Jesus' holy, precious name, help us to continue to be a blessing to Israel. I have always been a fan of John Bolton. Since he was, I call him Mark Twain. He looks like him. And since he was our ambassador to the UN, he's been so pro-Israel. And he's just been in Israel for three very power-impacted days, I'm sure. I took this off the Jerusalem Post this morning. John Bolton said, Israel has struck Syria, quote, every time Iran has brought missiles or other threatening weapons into Syria. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton said on Wednesday. He added that he viewed those strikes as a legitimate act of self-defense. Folks, that's so much better than hearing what we did here. Both sides need to abate. Both sides need to, and equating Israel with those who come against them. And so how wonderful to have an ambassador of who is our national security advisor to say we know they're doing it out of self-defense. Now, quoting again from the Post, Bolton's comments came at a press conference on the final day of a three-day visit to Israel, dominated by talks with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other top Israeli officials about Iran and Syria. Of course, the discussion came after President Trump had spoken, I believe it was in West Virginia, and said that after we'd moved our embassy to Israel, that the Palestinians could expect something for their side. Well, John Bolton said that President Trump is a deal maker, and this is part of his trying to make a deal, appease at least one side, and to say that the America is neutral again, which we're not, in any Palestinian peace talks. And those peace talks must come to nothing. They will come to nothing. But I suppose that presidentially and politically, people need, they feel the need to appease both sides, especially now that we're kind of courting the Saudis and others on our side against Iran. So Bolton, this topic came up, and he said, no, we're not, nothing's on the bargaining. This is not a quid pro quo. And it's, so here's what Bolton said about that situation. Bolton, on the last day of 3 days of intensive talks here, said that it was a sad outcome for the Palestinian people, that all they got now is a choice between Hamas and the Palestinian Authority. If Hamas cared more about the people of Gaza than their own political priorities, we wouldn't have a lot of these troubles that are plaguing the area. So when these ambassadors speak, when they speak with the president's approval, and so we're solidly in the on the side of Israel. There will be a peace deal rolled out, but in the name above all names, we will never be a party, never be a party to dividing Jerusalem and to dividing Israel. Father, grant that it may be so. We're here on this line. We're all across the country. It's not your will, and it's not our will in the name above all names. We will not stand with those in Joel. Father, in the name above all names, where you said you were going to take down to the valley of judgment, the valley of Jehoshaphat, and judge those who divide your land. You remember, and I was on, I don't know how many of you watched it, but for 3 days I was on with Jim Baker on the Jim Baker program, and we were talking about our book, First of All, and the Awakenings. First of all, of course, means that we pray first of all for the president. And I started out in that book talking about one that I call Max, the Muslim man who had the visions that Jesus appeared to him and told him he was going to be, that we were going to have President Trump for our president. And you know if you're on this line what I've said about that and what's in the book. Well, I got a text from Max, and he's going to be speaking at a meeting in Buffalo, New York. He sent me also an announcement of that meeting. I don't know too much about it. I only know that it's Buffalo, New York. And in a prayer letter that a couple, John and Yvette, wrote to their prayer partners, they're announcing a meeting called Glory in the City, in which begins Thursday night in Buffalo, New York. And they're having a meeting for praying for our nation. And evidently, Max is one of the speakers. So that's really all I know about it, but maybe you could go online and find a little bit more. And now let's do pick up our sister state, Hawaii, and the hurricane. Heavenly Father, in the name above all names, we lift up to you Hawaii and the islands. We lift them up, Father, to be safe. We ask for a hoopah of protection over them. In the name above all names, especially you on that west coast, just put out your right hand and speak toward the west. And let's all do that. In the name above all names, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua HaMashiach, we say to you, cease and desist in your maneuvers. We speak against your hitting or in any way coming to Hawaii in Jesus' holy name. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. And the rainfall, you subside in Jesus' name. We know a little bit here in the Ozarks about how floods and what they can do. And so in the name above all names, we speak against that in Hawaii. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I want to thank you for your standing with us, for Migdal and for Migdal Arbel and for favor. One of you sent in, I loved it, you sent in a something that you say that we will have the favor of the Lord. According to the scriptures, this is written, that we will have the favor of the Lord, which comes around those who love the Lord. The favor of the Lord surrounds us like a shield. And one of you sent in a confession that rules and regulations change for those who are favored by the Lord. And so in the name above all names, we do thank you that rules and regulations, rules and regulations concerning the building permit change. I don't even think there's so much rules and regulations as they are just bureaucratic red tape and putting things off. And so in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we speak. We speak to that Easter Miranda, that system, in that name. Alobrande, Ishato, Nikalanda, Louvre, Bisatoria, Makala, Dignando. And the application, the online application, come to the top in the name of Jesus and meet with favor and approval. We thank you, Father, for all the needs that we need. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You know, I was thinking, just to tell you the honest truth about it, when people first started talking years ago, I'm talking 30 years ago, about there being a change, a switch, a shifting of the funds and the wealth of the wicked into the righteous hands. And I know the scripture does say that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. But some of the scriptures that people were using to show this wealth change had to do with Israel. And so that made me think, well, they're saying that has to do with the church, the camels are coming, da-da-da-da, all kinds of different things. And this definitely has to do with Israel. But then I do know that there are parallel blessings between Israel and the church. And so now I've come to be a strong believer in it because of some things I've seen. I remember, I don't know if you remember, when Oral Roberts got a lot of money, which he needed for the City of Faith, a hospital, from a dog, a man who raced dogs in Florida. And oh, the world, the Pentecostal world, was up in a roar that Oral Roberts was going to take dirty money and put it into these things, put it into the work of the Lord. And then I've just been thinking lately, because I have come to believe in the wealth transfer, and I also know Satan is very definitely against it. And some of the things that caused me to see it was what God used to build the tabernacle. What God used to build the tabernacle was the gold and the riches that he had caused to come into the hands of the Israelites. When they were leaving Egypt, he told them to go to the Egyptians and to ask for their wealth, their riches. And they did it, and he gave the blessings. And he said, I will cause it to come into your hands. And so that happened, and that's how they built the tabernacle. Now, how did they build the temple? Oh, that temple, it's really, truly one of the wonders of the world. Covered in gold, so many gold here and there. It was financed out of David's conquering. When he conquered the Philistines, when he conquered others, he gathered up the spoils and put that into the building of the temple. And so I happen to know that there are riches right now that need to come into the body of Christ, are scheduled to come into the body of Christ, or even have gone through, in one particular case, have gone through many legalities. But Satan, the adversary, is holding them up. A lawsuit here and there, even among you, among others, to stop what God wants to come into the hands of the righteous. So in the name above all names, I'm asking you right now to go out with me. I mean out into the Shambaradasha, into the realms of the unseen. And to say to you who are trying to keep back the monies of the body of Christ, who are trying to keep back the riches of the wicked from coming into the hands of the righteous, from all these states, right now we come against you with the blood, the mighty blood, the blood that you cannot, the blood that you fear. And in the name above all names, you get your hands off our monies. You get your hands off the monies destined to the body of Christ. I'm talking about from the widow woman to the largest of ministries. In the name of Yeshua, HaMashiach, Yehovah, Yeshua, in the name above all names, you go back and get your hands, your thieving hands, off our monies. Angels, it is written, Hebrews 1:14, you are sent as ministers for those who are the heirs of salvation. Minister for us now. Go out, angels, and cause these monies to come into the coffers of the work of God. Oh, Father, how we do thank you. How we do thank you, dear Lord, that we're not left defenseless, that we're not in any way under the dominion of the enemy, for it is written. It is written. It is written that you have translated us out of the dominion of darkness, and that you have put it under our feet, that you are head over a marvelous, marvelous body of Christ. We lift up that body right now, Lord. Guide us and direct us today. Let us hear your voice. It is our choice to hear you, Lord. I pray for everyone on this call, from Belgium and Maine to Washington State and Alaska and Florida and Southern California and Texas and Minnesota and Montana, all the border states, the coastlines and the interior where we live.
Please bless us today, Lord. May this United States know forgiveness and bless it. We praise you, Holy Father, for your presence. Right now, we're sensing your presence. Each one individually who's on here, Lord, they're our prayer partners. We're partners in prayer with them. And I just do pray your blessing today upon our prayer partners, Lord. May they have a day, each one of these dear ones, in which they know God's blessing upon their families, God's presence, in which they actually sense your presence. As I do right now, oh God, sends your presence together is so wonderful. It's like a great meeting, Lord, across the country. And of course, folks, we are getting ready to have a great meeting. We're getting ready to have our autumn assembly of prayer. I do trust you can be here as we assemble in prayer and as we lift up to the Lord. I know one thing we're going to be lifting up is our midterm elections. And we'll be meeting just before that. It's marvelous that you can be with us online, but oh, how wonderful it is, and really how much it blesses me to stand in that theater and look out and see all you, all those people coming. Holy Father, we lift up the Autumn Assembly of Prayer in the blessed, wonderful name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Assemble your body, Lord. Together there we pray. We ask for your direction as we plan, even today. Thank you, dearest Holy Father. We worship you and praise you and give you glory and adoration, both now and evermore. And this is Billy Brim saying thank you again for joining us. Shalom, shalom.